Okay, we're almost halfway done with the attorneys. His law school application reads Benjamin Taliaferro Morton. In law school, none of us knew what a Taliaferro was. And we certainly couldn't pronounce it, and I'm probably mispronouncing it right now. It turns out Taliaferro means iron cutter in Italian. The history goes like this. The Taliaferros were one of the earliest families to settle in Virginia, and the history of the name piqued the interest of a Virginia colonial lawyer named George Wyeth. He'd married into the family. He was so intrigued that he commissioned a former law student to investigate the origin of the name on an expedition to Italy. That student was Thomas Jefferson. Jefferson traced the name to two prominent families in Tuscany who left such an impression that upon his return to the United States, Jefferson named an apple variety after the family. The Taliaferro apple wasn't very good for snacking, but apparently it made a heck of a cider. And it was so good, it became the chosen item to spice up all of Jefferson's festive gatherings. I think, in my experience, that makes complete sense, because if you add Ben to any gathering, it spices it up. In law school, and for years after, Ben was known simply as Morton. Everyone knew who that was, and it needed no explanation. There was always a certain sense of comfort, I think everybody felt, when Morton was present. Sometimes there was a feeling that the evening was on an unpredictable course, and the group can end up grabbing late-night tacos, although ending up at the local holding tank was almost just as likely. But at all times, the feeling was celebratory, celebrating life with laughter and stories. Lots and lots of stories. Which leads me to another moniker for our friend. I'm not sure when or how it started, or who even started it, but at some indeterminate time in law school, known for his uncanny yet smooth ability to take pure speculation with a smidge of factual support and fashion it into an irrefutable proclamation that crushed all opposition, he became known far and wide as the Velvet Hammer. He donned that title many times. Now, whether the phrase Velvet Hammer was actually announced in open court by a judge in one of his trials may be more of a myth. And the rumor that Ben offered $500 to the first Gorin and Reese associate who could weave that moniker into a brief has yet to be confirmed. But as we know, Morton loved to tell stories, and the Velvet Hammer would always embellish them. I believe the Velvet Hammer was silenced on only three occasions. After exchanging vows with the woman he loved and adored, his wife Kim, after the birth of his beautiful daughter Harper, and after one of us would say something so stupid that it rendered him speechless. I think those are the looks that Brento may have received at the masked outing and the ski event. In those instances when he just gave you that look, it was the look when you try to convince him of the importance and influence of British indie rock bands, or the look that was shot your way if you ever badmouthed the Steelers. I bet we've all been the proud and honored recipient of the look. God knows I was. Regardless, both Morton and the Velvet Hammer reached legendary status in many circles and left a lasting impression on all who knew him. And the list of those who knew him is immeasurable. Many of those on that list had the distinct pleasure of attending a barbecue where the Velvet Hammer was donning a Steelers apron while pontificating about the science of grilling on the big green egg. For those who do not know, the Big Green Egg is a brand name of a Kamado-style ceramic charcoal barbecue cooker. It can be used as a grill, an oven, or even a smoker. It weighs 162 pounds, and it takes 3 to 4 people to move it, 6 to 7 if lawyers are present. The Big Green Egg is multi-layered, versatile in function and use, and indestructible. Ben loved that thing. I think it reminded him a little bit of himself. I recall dozens of barbecues where the house would be almost empty, sections of the backyard vacant. Virtually everyone was gathered around Morton, working the big green egg and laying down some velvet hammer wisdom. It was pretty evident that the crowd was not there for the massive ceramic microwave, but they were there for Morton. Morton held court everywhere. In the car, in the golf course, at business meetings, and social gatherings, it was just his nature. As complex as Morton was, he lived by some pretty simple principles. One of those I recall in particular was, when a friend asks you for help, you help them. Simple as that, no matter what. Morton would be there in an instant. Now, he very well may arrive and ask you upon arrival, what are we doing here again? But he would always be there. And that meant that all was right in the world, because the general comfort level knowing that Morton was there would envelop the room, kind of like everyone in the room was on the same team, and their team captain just proclaimed to them all that all is well. All of our lives have been enriched from knowing Ben. And I know I miss him, and I remember him clapping his hand on my shoulder, saying, hey, bud, all is well, and I'll know the reason. It's because Ben was a part of my life, and I'll never forget that. And I think whenever there's that feeling in the room that, for whatever it is, somebody has your back, and that you've got the support with nothing behind you, I know it's Ben, and I know people share that feeling. Thank you.